This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. The concept of addiction is a prevalent one in our current culture, and specifically many youth and adults today are addicted to various chemicals, whether that's alcohol, heroin, or something along those lines. A preacher friend of mine was known to tell a story of a farmer that went out to work in the field, and as he was taking his tools and working in the field, he noticed a snake. He took one of his instruments and reared back to kill the snake, and the snake said, "Stop, wait a minute. I'm no harm to you. It's early in the morning, it's cold, I can't hurt you, I can't threaten you. It's an early, brisk fall morning. What danger do I present to you?" And the farmer was moved with some compassion and asked the snake, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And the snake said, "Could you put me in your pocket? I'd like to warm up a little bit. It's cold and it's brisk." And the farmer picked the snake up and gently placed him in his pocket. But of course, on a cold, brisk fall morning, as the day goes on, it warms up a little bit, and eventually the snake did get warm, and he bit the farmer. The farmer ripped the snake out of his pocket and threw it on the ground and said, "What do you mean to do? I was nice to you. I was kind. I helped to warm you." And the snake said, "You knew what I was when you picked me up." It is sad that we live in a culture today where drugs become glamorized. The person who drinks alcohol on television always seems to have a nice-looking man or a nice-looking woman next to them. They seem to be the intelligent ones in business and so forth. And drugs have become glamorized in our current Western culture. And even smoking tobacco and other things are glamorized. What's interesting is you don't see this picture on television too much. This is a story entitled, "I Saw Whiskey in Action." It goes like this. It says, "I saw a baby. Its tender white skin, bruised and bloody. Its golden curls matted with dirt and blood. One tiny jaw crushed to a pulp. A wee hand hanging limp. Just a mass of flesh with broken bones protruding against a pair of pink rompers soiled with great splotches of muddy blood. White-robed hospital attendants took the little mangled form and gently placed it on a stretcher. It quivered, and low moans of anguish came from those baby lips once perfectly shaped, now bruised and disfigured. Again they lifted a form from the ground, a sort of huddled, shapeless bundle. It was the baby's mother, broken, mangled, crumbled. No sign of life here. The card on the bosom read, Morgue. Many feet away lay the father, still alive and screaming with pain, his face all cut by windshield glass, one eye completely out of socket and hanging by a string. His legs were a shapeless bundle and blood was gushing from his mouth. He stopped screaming and called out in agony, My wife! My children! Then he fell back into merciful unconsciousness. In the crowd of people laid back or held back by kindly hands, a small boy sobbed and cried, Daddy! Mommy! Two state policemen held between them a wobbly, drunken wretch reeking with fumes. What's happened? He blubbered. Only had a couple of drinks. Sirens screamed, and the crowd made way to the hospital and the morgue. Policemen placed the four-year-old hysterical boy in a car and drove off while a huge crane began preparation of the removal of two badly smashed automobiles. On the pavement lay bits of scattered glass, a broken whiskey bottle, and a lottery ticket. Here and there, a pool of blood. A child was an orphan. Three graves would be dug. A drunken driver would receive a light fine. Liquor stores would continue to sell their hellish brew. And voters would continue to vote to license a business that is staining the highways with innocent blood. Blood shed by fiendish, drunken drivers. It's sad that Hollywood glamorizes when stories like that tell the reality. We know that addiction is wrong because it's a conflict of stewardship, as illustrated in Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30 with the parable of the talents, and the fact that our temples are our bodies are the temple of God, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Addiction, of course, also violates the concept of self-control or temperance outlined for us in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27, Galatians 5, 22 to 23, 1 Peter 1, 5 through 7. Let's seek to make sure that we don't suffer from any type of addiction. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.